T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Just keep running. Bullshit. I'm going to slate this. All right, I haven't got time to mark this mother. Here we go again. We can't hear anybody. Nobody can talk to anybody.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
And by buffet, I mean my butt means his butt. Buffet means butt. You can eat at my butt buffet. It's a butt buffet, buffet. You can eat at my butt buffet. Butt buffet, buffet. You can eat at my butt buffet.
And now,
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to a world of happiness.
Our feature presentation.
Wait, this is the world of happiness?
I hope not.
Yeah, the kid requested the butt buffet song from Adam Ray. So.
It is a favorite with kids. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday morning, the 9th of April. Oh, Jesus God.
It's Kevin's favorite.
I mean, come on. I was waiting and watching and just, like, getting more and more angry by the second.
Because you knew it was coming.
And I couldn't turn it off.
No.
Why?
Because you hate watch it. You love it.
I do
it.
Hate watch it.
You love to hate it.
Jimmy Kimmel tweeted last night that this song is about 15 years past its one shining moment of when it should be used for the highlights of the March Madness tournament.
Agreed.
It doesn't sound like a real song.
I don't think it is. I mean, I think it was specifically written for this, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. And weren't there other versions? That's the Luther version, but didn't they have other people do it? They tried to have somebody else do it, and then there was backlash, and then they went back to the Luther version?
Well, I mean...
The ball is tipped, and there you are.
Right, Charles Barkley.
You're running for your life.
I don't know why they don't keep using it.
You are shooting star.
I agree.
Gorgeous.
You know what drives me crazy, too? Not just that it's a light rock, soft love song, and it doesn't match, but that it's so, everything is so on the nose. They go, and there you're shooting, starring the show guy shooting. I mean, come on.
I mean,
it's actually every single word that they use, then they show somebody doing that.
Just making sure you're paying attention.
Hate it.
Looking up some of the history, my favorite part.
Hate it.
Is that the original singer-songwriter, whose name was David Barrett, was inspired in 1986 to write the song while watching Larry Bird. That's the whitest sentence I've ever said.
I thought it was written specifically for March Madness. I don't know.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, no. He was... it was himself. He wrote it, and then he passed it along to a high school friend who was an investigative journalist for CBS Sports at the time. And then he passed it to the CBS creative director, and that's why they use it in basketball games.
But why? They used it once. Okay.
Yeah,
but then
move
the next
on,
the
right?
next year, don't you go, okay, what are we going to use this year? Because that one was kind of lame.
Well, I mean, even worse, it was originally supposed to play after the Super Bowl. So be happy
Super Bowl.
That less people see it with the the college basketball championships than it would have been for the Super Bowl.
But let me ask you guys this question. If you're a 20-year-old on the Cavaliers, the University of Virginia, who won the tournament last night, and you have grown up your entire life a basketball fan, watching that tournament, seeing the montage of highlights to that song, you are stoked that you're part of that history.
You're stoked that you won.
Well, you're stoked that you're in the montage for all time, too. I think
you could still be a montage without the song.
What Bean is saying is that the tradition of seeing it every year wouldn't matter if it's this or Mambo number 5.
It would, exactly. That's my point. It would.
No, the tradition, though, has got to be a thrill for those players. And if all of a sudden you come to them this year and go, Guys, I'm sorry. We picked a new song from William Hung, and that's what we're using this year for
exactly
your montage.
Exactly what we should be doing.
Right.
I mean, I'd take that or Mambo Number 5, if we're being honest.
Thank you.
Right?
I feel like there is... Look,
it's super lame, isn't it?
It's they have a Run for the Roses song that they play every year ahead of the Kentucky Derby. It's a lame light rock Dan Fogelberg song,
well, then
but
stop
you know what?
It.
But they play it because it's the tradition, and they played it for decades. I think it's kind of look. The national anthem is lame, but we don't just go, "Eh, that song's not a bop.
See,
let's change
it."
The national anthem is a terrible song.
National anthem is a terrible song. Quote being 2018.
Right.
Also,
2019.
Yeah, this year too.
I'm a year behind always. This is my favorite group of singers. If you told me these four people, these are the only four people that have done versions of this song.
Oh, One Shining Moment?
Yes. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Teddy Pendergrass, Luther Vandross, Neo, and Jennifer Hudson.
Oh.
I remember the Jennifer Hudson one. That's the one that there was a lot of backlash on.
Because
Lady Can't
good?
Sing.
Oh.
At a sporting event, apparently.
Hmm.
But,
they
went back to Luther last night, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Song's crap. Hate it.
Just imagine though, at the end of the NCAA championships,
right.
they score, throw the ball in the air, they start cutting down the rims, and then they show a montage over this.
How many shrimps do you have to eat before you make your skin turn pink? Eat too much and you'll get sick. Shrimps are pretty rich.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Sounds like Kevin would prefer it. All right, let me ask you guys this. Now,
fantastic.
Is this too on the nose, or has another sport tried this already? But what about We Are the Champions?
I mean, I think a lot of sports have.
Yeah.
That seems to be overused.
But I'm trying to think. I mean, have you seen that at the end of a season? Have you seen that in hockey or in basketball or in baseball or in football? I haven't. I mean, We Are the Champions is as
certain
on the nose as you can imagine.
Not as on the nose as One Shining Moment,
but it's a
though.
Song everybody
yes.
loves by a beloved artist.
Let's use it.
Would
I
you
mean,
be happy with that?
Sure.
Can I tell you a thing that I just found on the internet about it?
Sure.
Just the Spotify plays of We Are the Champions spiked 1,347% in Boston when the Patriots won. So Bean has a point.
Yep.
People just play this song naturally.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one they should play. Like, no one plays One Shining Moment when they do something good.
Ever.
Like,
yes.
At home. Yeah.
The song only exists for 2 minutes a year at the end of the NCAA.
Right, because it sucks.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
We are the champions, you guys.
We are the champions. I'm fine with that.
If I really nail something at home, like sometimes when I have this one rug, and when I vacuum, like, certain lines of White Ray.
Right.
I put it on.
Yeah.
One
Which
Shining
one?
Moment.
One Shining Moment.
Yeah,
oh,
just,
you do.
I
You're the one.
Feel
okay.
feel it. I feel it.
Not We Are the Champions.
No. Because
No,
I'm
One Shining Moment.
I mean, it's my One Shining Moment. Look at my rug. Look at those lines. They're perfect.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, good. we're not 100% in agreement
agreed.
Yet. But
yeah.
Okay.
We can work on this for next year. Maybe that'll be our campaign. Let's start a petition.
Dude.
Try to get them to switch it to We Are the Champions.
How
next
long
year.
Have I been trying to get this song to stop being used?
Well, what have you done about it, though?
What can I do
you're
about
just
it?
But you're coming on this show. It's like yelling into a wind tunnel. You got to
right.
do something, man. You got to get out there.
But what am I? Who am I supposed to?
You're
call?
Supposed to write a strongly worded letter, or get a petition, or buy an ad on TV, or put up a billboard. You got to do something.
Even a bus stop, Kevin.
Yes, even a bus stop.
Buy an ad on TV.
Hey, you know this song that sucks? Let's stop using it. Seriously, CBS. Shame on you.
Honestly, don't ask me, though. I still think it's 2018.
Yeah, you do. That's true. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
That's not excellent, my dudes.
We do need to figure out the March Madness side bets. I wasn't paying attention. I don't know who ended up winning that.
Kevin, you know
between,
it's you. What? You won it. You what? Are. You know.
I'm sorry?
You won without picking an actual champion, which makes no sense to me.
Which means we all were real bad.
Which means you're way worse than you should be.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I won. I didn't even pick a champion.
No, I understand.
Okay. We have April Foolishness tickets. We're going to do it with punchlines today. We do this occasionally. Mm-hmm. We don't want the joke.
Mm-mm.
We just want the punchline. And then the winning punchline, you'll get to tell your joke, but...
And it's never as good.
It's never good. No. But make it good. Try to make it good. Here's a question we've had for a long time, and it seems to be coming up a lot. Who do you tip? And who do you not tip?
And how? And we've been trying to do this subject for a couple of days. We've been thinking about how it makes sense for the radio. And then it kind of took off yesterday.
Yeah, there was a video, I think, on CNBC of a guy that said, you could save $400 just by doing this. Which
like,
was
tip
basically...
Less.
tipping less. Be a cheap really? Ass mofo. And yeah. he was ruined.
But anyway, online. We're going to talk about what you should and shouldn't do.
Yeah.
Because I have many questions. Yeah, yeah. Same. Same. What's up with Florida on the program today?
What's that noise, Allie?
It's Florida.
Okay. Florida's the best.
Awesome.
Right. That's what we're saying. All right. We'll take a break. We will come back with what's happening next.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Hey, Allie McKay.
Hey, Bean.
Happy National Unicorn Day.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm not sure what we're supposed to do with that information. Because when it's National, like, Donut Day, there's kind of an obvious path to take. Yeah. But what do we do with Unicorn Day?
I think we just think really happy pink thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Happy pink thoughts. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you know that the unicorn is the national animal of Scotland?
I did know that, and I love that. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
You guys know unicorns are fake, yeah?
What?
Like, they don't exist.
Maybe in 2018 they didn't, right? But no. 2019.
All right. Well, when I get there, I'll figure it out.
Why would you say that on National Unicorn Day? I feel like you're the kind of guy who's going to have bad news for your son on Christmas Day.
Well, you're talking to a Jew, so yes.
Okay. Allie, what's happening this Tuesday?
I don't know why this delights me so much, but imagine you're Kelly Clarkson. And imagine you have performed now twice on stage at the 2019 Academy of Country Music Awards. And then a man mistakes you for a seat filler and asks you to please get out of your seat.
Oh, no.
That is what happened to her, you guys, over the weekend. She performed twice during the Las Vegas Awards show, but she said the highlight of her night was when a guy told her to move. She shared the moment on Twitter, and she said the greatest thing by far that happened to me tonight was being asked to move my seat because some guy thought I was a seat filler at the ACMs tonight. Literally, it made my night because he was so serious. She assured her fans awesome. She didn't take offense to it. She just said, I politely said no. I'm not going to move my seat because I'm Kelly freaking Clarkson and I just performed twice up there. I just thought that was funny.
That is pretty funny.
How do you guys feel her daytime talk show debuting in September will do?
I've given this a lot of thought.
Because there's a lot of competition, obviously, in daytime television. There's a lot of very popular shows, but she's so darn likable.
She's very likable.
I haven't given it any thought.
I thought you had an answer.
I don't know if I've ever heard Kelly Clarkson talk and went, I wonder what her thoughts on everything is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I
don't think that's going to be her role. I think she's more of just a
moderator.
Yeah, kind of a happy.
I think she's old Rosie O'Donnell is what she is.
Old Rosie O'Donnell?
He's saying like Koosh Ball era. He's saying old.
Oh.
Like,
when Rosie O'Donnell used to do the show and she was just all about light and sunshine and happy and bubbles and things like that.
Tom Selleck. Rosie O'Donnell. Got it.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's going to be what she's going to be. She's going to be trying to carve that out a little bit, I think.
Okay. I can see it. I think she is so likable, and I think she will have her place with a certain population.
Sure.
But, I mean, who's watching daytime TV?
That's my question. Yeah.
Millions of people.
I know. It's crazy.
But millions of people. Right?
I still am standing for the Sanjaya talk show.
Oh.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Oh, dear. You guys, Joel McHale, feeling pretty good. He's been set as the host of ABC's Card Sharks reboot. It's an updated take on the suspenseful game where a fortune can be won on the turn of a single playing card. It's set to premiere this summer on ABC. Here is Joel McHale's quote. I'm very excited to be hosting Card Sharks. Game winners can win tens of thousands of dollars. And in an updated twist, losers will be fed to a pen of adult tiger sharks. What?
I would watch that, yeah.
Now I'm sad because that's not true, Joel. I don't know. A lot of games coming back, you guys.
That's the move.
Yeah. Press your luck. You've got, you know, Celebrity Family Feud already.
$100,000 pyramid. Ryan Reynolds announced one yesterday called Don't.
Yeah.
Just called Don't.
Don't.
Don't. That's it. It's all I know about.
I love it.
It's also the name of my memoir. Yeah. Match Game, to tell the truth. I mean, it's good if you like games.
Sure. And the deal is, Mr. TV producer, they're just inexpensive to make, right?
They're cheap to make, and Masked Singer definitely set a, you know, sort of a new standard. People like live event television.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus,
you could do like 40 in a day.
Oh.
Yeah, for real. You could, like, Jeopardy, you know, like, tapes a ton.
You guys watching Jeopardy?
Oh, man, I haven't missed a minute.
Good Lord. James might be the new Ken Jennings. He might make more money in a record amount of time than anyone in the history of Jeopardy. And if you watch him, he's definitely going home and wearing someone's skin.
Oh, really?
He is.
What do you mean by that?
A little creepy?
He is so creepy. Allegedly, if anybody is listening from Jeopardy.
He's not like a cool dude? Like, you don't hang out with him?
No,
I can't believe that with Jeopardy.
He's not. It almost looks like he's learning to smile at the end of every show where they show his total amount and he just goes, no one can see this, but you guys in the room.
Like, yeah, that's not really
like
a smile.
You can hear his face cracking.
Yes. Yeah. And at the end, he'll always put a little note on the bottom of the numbers for whoever's watching him, like a friend, maybe a boyfriend, not really sure who it is. But it's always like, oh, we get it. You know someone who's, you know, tied up in your basement. I'm just saying, there's something about James that makes me very uneasy.
Creepy alert, creepy alert, creepy alert, creepy alert.
But boy, is he good.
That'd be funny if you put, like, the Zodiac sign one time.
Well, yeah. Yesterday, he put a lightning bolt at the end of his name, James. So people were like, wait, that's anti-Semitic. Like, so then all these people were getting into this. I'm like, no, he's just a creep.
Just a Harry Potter fan.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
People thought it was a swastika?
No.
That would be a crazy Jeopardy.
No, there's something online with, I don't even know. Oh. People are mad at lightning now. Not lightning that does all the ads on our station. A different lightning. Hmm. A bolt.
Right.
Guys, want some birthdays?
Sure. Please.
Jay Baruchel, Gerard Way. Lil Nas X, you guys.
Hey. All right. He's having a week.
Have you seen the update, Jensen?
Number one
on the country charts.
All you got to do is get a white guy on your song.
Uh-huh.
Right? happy birthday to Kristen Stewart, Dennis Quaid, and Cynthia Nixon. And that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Give me a little what's up with Florida, would you?
You goddamn people in Florida! You bunch of bastards!
Florida, Florida, Florida.
What's up with Florida?
You always have the craziest news. What's up with you?
Florida, Florida, Florida.
What's up with Florida?
Let's all find out what happened now in Florida.
Lots of great stories coming out of America's most penis-shaped state once again this week. I wish there were more details about what led up to this, but this Florida man spent what was meant to be his wedding night in jail after breaking the nose of what is described as a photobombing beachgoer who refused to move out of the way of the beachfront wedding photos. So you're standing on the beach at your wedding, and this guy is in the sand behind you and will not move.
Look, my rule is, if you can photobomb, you have to. It's not like you have a choice.
They offered him $50 to get out of the way of the shot so that the wedding pictures could be taken, and he refused. So the groom punched the man in the face and broke the victim's nose and his eyeglasses. He claims the man claims he became very belligerent after refusing the money to move and felt threatened when the man stood up in an aggressive manner. This, by the way, again, all at the dude's wedding ceremony.
Mm.
So he spends the night in jail. The police are having a lot of trouble sorting out. All 30 wedding guests seem to have a different version of what actually occurred. But he did get released from jail and is planning on going on his honeymoon with his new wife today. Would you have a second thoughts, Allie, about marrying the guy who punched the photobomber in the face, or you think that's justified?
Honestly, if the guy wouldn't move and it's just, can you move so we can take some pictures, and he refuses, I'm punching him.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, don't worry about it, hubby. I got this.
Also, I assume she's seen him in action before.
Yeah.
Now that they're getting married, so she probably knows what
he's
like.
You like to think of yourself as someone who's prepared. Your home is covered by flood insurance. You've got auto insurance, of course, maybe some extras like life insurance. But what if you're abducted by aliens? Mike St. Lawrence in Altamonte Springs has you covered. His company, the St. Lawrence Agency, provides alien abduction insurance. Our policy is not so much about money, it's about peace of mind, he says. How many policies has he sold? It costs $19.95 for a digital copy of the policy, but for $5 extra, you can get a printed version of the certificate that is suitable for framing. How many has he sold, do you think?
I mean, the actual answer should be zero,
but it's Florida.
It is Florida. Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess 1,000.
6,000, you guys. 6,000.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Policyholders get medical coverage with outpatient psychiatric care because, you know, there's a readjustment period once you've been abducted by aliens.
Sure.
By the way, again, this is for being abducted. This isn't for just seeing one. This is it. They put you on the ship, okay? You are also eligible for double the coverage of $20 million should the extraterrestrials request any conjugal visits.
I mean, that sounds fair.
I thought that's what you're hoping for.
Yeah, don't you hope to be anally probed?
Not me so much, no. To qualify for a claim, though, you do have to come back with the signature of an authorized onboard alien. In case you're wondering how you can afford to pay out $20 million, the policy pays out $10 million in distributions of $1 per year for 10 million years. So everything about this is inky.
Sounds valid.
Yet people are still buying it. All right, Jensen, this story is just for you. You won't know this man's name. It's Andrew Lippi. He is 59 years old. He's been charged with grand theft. Here's why he's famous to you and your people, though.
Yes.
He's the one who owns the Real World Key West house.
Ooh.
We just found out this week, by the way, that Jensen is some sort of real world savant. Like, he remembers every season, every house, every character, every event.
Yes. Miami, if we're talking Florida real worlds, Miami is definitely my more OG. But listen, I know all about Svetlana and everything that happened over at Key West.
Sure. Is Key West the house where the girl was on that had a disease and she was also afraid of tall ships?
Well, the most famous disease in real world history is Lyme's disease. That was Irene from Seattle.
Oh,
kid who died of AIDS?
Well, Pedro?
Pedro. Yeah.
I
think Lyme's disease has stuck longer than the Pedro legacy, weirdly.
No, there was a girl who had, cystic fibrosis.
Oh, that's not Key West.
Okay.
No, she passed away.
She did?
Yeah.
How much information do you have about that show?
I'm a real nightmare.
And she was afraid of tall ships.
I mean, that wasn't the thing that stuck with her most. It was the cystic fibrosis that eventually killed her. But yeah, she was also afraid of ships. Yeah.
This is a 12-bedroom home, by the way, that was used for MTV to film A Real World back in 2006. He rents it out, Jensen. If you and your wife, are looking for a vacation, you can get it on Airbnb for $1,800 a night.
Oh, we could live up the forgettable Key West season.
Anyway, he's in the news right now because he apparently has been faking returns to Kmart. By the way, he also owns a private island that he bought recently for $8 million.
Wow.
That's how rich this dude is. Yet somehow he's got this scam going at Kmart. For instance, he bought a Keurig coffee machine for about $150. Then he returned it the next day with the box all sealed up. Well, the Kmart employees checked it out. There was a basketball inside. He had kept the coffee maker. He's done that three times with three different products.
Who is this man?
This guy has is super wealthy, but why is he trying to scam Kmart? I didn't even know there were any Kmart still around. They're that close to bankruptcy, and he's trying to make it even worse for them. Just doesn't make any sense at all. A Florida man who allegedly stole a Jeep was captured because he returned to the scene of the crime to retrieve his phone that he had dropped in the burglary.
Mm.
Polk County Sheriff's Office says Ronnie Dylan Willis drove the stolen Jeep back to his house from where he stole in Winter Haven. And then he, you know, I guess he did the Find My iPhone thing to figure out where his phone was. And it was at the place where he had stolen the van, or the truck, rather. So he went back there. The owner of the stolen Jeep, Marta Diaz, was actually being interviewed by a deputy about the stolen vehicle just as the man returned. He knocked on the door and said, yeah, my iPhone is pinging here. Did I leave my phone here? It didn't take much conversation for them to realize how he left the phone there because he was there stealing the Jeep. And finally...
Bean.
A 40-year-old... I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
I'm fine, thanks.
Bean, let's talk about it.
I'm good. A 40-year-old South Florida man is accused of attacking his mother.
Oh.
Don't do that.
No, that's a bad policy.
You and Richard would never do that, right, Ellie?
I would never attack Richard's mother. And by the way, we feel air right now, Richard. You are doing God's work out there.
Seriously? Fixed it already?
We're feeling air. I don't know if it's just...
It's on.
He's a miracle
life,
worker.
But
that's
yeah.
amazing. Congratulations.
God bless you, Richard.
A 40-year-old South Florida man is accused of attacking his mother after she refused to... dress his mannequin.
Oh. All right. Well, I didn't know that was the crime.
Oh, unbelievable.
Mikkel Dankner. Mikkel Dankner was arrested by Boynton Beach police and charged with aggravated battery on a victim over 65 years old. Apparently, what happened was the neighbor called and said, hey, the 73-year-old lady that's living next door to me is being chased by her son. He was in the backyard and he said to mom, hey, dress the mannequin for me. She refused And the mom knocked the mannequin down on the ground inside the house. And the guy was furious. So he followed his mom inside. He pushed her to the ground. And I'm not kidding when I say stuffed dumplings into her mouth.
How is this getting weirder?
Everything. What
the hell's going on?
Dumplings, mannequin, strange name. This is the Florida bingo.
This really is. She, of course, had trouble breathing as a result of it. Was taken to an area hospital where she is going to be fine. But again, he has been arrested and charged with aggravated battery, as well he should be. No word yet on how the mannequin is handling all the stress. Mm. But so far, so good as far as I know. And that's What's Up with Florida.
Florida, Florida, Florida.
What's up with Florida?
The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, if you weren't with us yesterday, maybe you missed this announcement, but we are looking for an opening act for Kevin Amin's 11th annual April Foolishness. It is fast approaching on the 26th of April.
April.
Mm-hmm. I always want to call it March, and I don't know why.
March was last month as well.
It sure was. Mm-hmm. It sure was. If you are a comedian or aspiring to be so, or believe you're ready to move up to a much bigger room, the Microsoft Theater, we want to hear from you. You can go to krock.com right now. You have to be 18 or older, complete your submission, and send us a YouTube link of your comedy act. You have until now, until the end of next Friday's show to enter. The top 10 finalists will be announced the following Monday, and then we'll vote, and then we'll see you at the Microsoft Theater for Kevin Amin's April Foolishness. If you'd still like to buy tickets, by the way, there are some still available at AXS.com. It's including a great lineup: Ray Romano, Adam Ray, Felipe Esparza, Greg Fitzsimmons, Eddie If, Jamie Lee, plus the Kevin Amin rap battle. And I think, if I remember correctly, Jensen, we start working on the rap battle tomorrow, start getting our skills honed, right?
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Yeah, it's we're going to do some stuff tomorrow. Okay, and I do think there's $30 tickets left. I think the rap battle itself is worth $30.
I mean, I think so, I'm not positive that I would promise that.
Well, I will.
Okay. Plus Ray Romano, though.
Yeah.
Sure.
Now you're talking. You throw that AXS.com in. To buy your tickets. KRock.com if you want to be the opening act.
We've been talking a lot about tipping lately. Here's a newscast.
So you just wrapped up a nice meal. Maybe even a nice date.
Bro, I'm not your date.
But then comes time to figure out how much you're going to tip. It's a seemingly insignificant decision, but it can add up over time. So much so that making one simple change could save you over $400 without looking cheap.
Whoa.
So the question is, what's the right way to tip, and how much is the right amount?
And who, more importantly?
Yeah, I mean, this right? It's just weird that this came up, because for the last 2 weeks, it's been bothering me. I had a tire blowout on the freeway. I've had some car issues lately. Mm-hmm. And I was too far from a tire place, so AAA had to tow me to it to get a replacement. And I was thinking, do I tip this guy?
The tow truck guy.
Yeah, like, he's not towing me from a expired meter or anything. He's helping me out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
and more importantly, he is providing the service that you pay your annual fee to AAA for.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I'm paying him
You're paying the company. Yeah.
I don't think I would have, but I would have certainly wondered.
So he gets ready to leave, and Danielle goes, did you tip him? And I go, I don't know if I'm supposed to. And she goes, I think you are. And so I go outside and hand him $10, and I'm telling you, it's a given.
Because he accepted it, like, of course you should.
Oh, thanks, man. Like, not even a question if that's, thanks so much. Just thanks. Yeah. And took the 10. So I think the answer to that one is yes. But since then, I've been thinking, did I miss that course?
I did too then, because I have no idea who to tip and who not to tip. And by the way, there's a lot of people that are trying to weasel their way into the tipping game, where they put a little jar out that says tip and you go, I would have never thought of tipping.
Well, I also sometimes don't tip. If I pay cash on something, right, I won't tip in that case because I don't have the cash or I don't think of it. Mm-hmm. But if someone in a credit card situation has the tip on the receipt,
if there's a line for it,
I'll use.
You sort of have to.
I feel shamed into it.
Right.
And then there's the new screens that say 15, 10, 15, 20%. Mm-hmm. I've been to places that are 20, 25, 30%.
Oh, they should start at 20.
I think 20 is always 10.
Really? Absolutely.
I don't think it should start at 20. I think it should be 15, 20, 25.
Depends on where you're going. If it's a nice place, yeah.
Or 15, 18, 20 and always pick 20. And shame those who don't.
Start at 20.
I mean, I don't
know. What about this case? What about I call, I order food, I get in my car, I drive there, I pick up the food and bring it home. Do I tip?
Well, you're tipping the chef.
Yeah,
because I'm doing most of the work.
You're doing
did
almost
you make
all
the food?
I didn't.
Okay.
But he paid for the food. He paid for somebody to make the food.
Thank you, Bean.
But a lot of people do $1, $2 there.
That's what I do. That's
no matter
exactly
what, the bill
what I do.
Is.
I do it, and you feel, even then you feel bad because it's a $30 order you're picking up, and it looks bad that you're only putting $2 on. But remember, you didn't go in there and take up a table and have a server and have a busboy and have all that stuff. All right. You dealt with was the counter person and the chef. So I feel like a couple of dollars is fine there.
All right, I got one for you. Pizza delivery.
Absolutely.
Yeah, oh, no, no. I'm saying absolutely. You do for sure. I'm talking totals.
How much? Okay.
I go 3 to 5.
Me too.
$3 to $5.
Yeah.
No matter if you order like 6 pizzas, same?
Six pizzas, 5 to 10. You're, okay. A catering situation kind of thing?
Like no, I'm just saying.
Like you're having
real
people
hungry.
At your house.
I'm just saying, does it matter how much food you get?
Yes.
And how much you tip?
3 to 5 for my dinners.
Okay.
And then say I have a bunch of people over for a basketball game or something, 5 to 10. No matter how many pizzas at that point.
Here's the thing. You are real stoked if you see me. Because I'm so bad at math that I'm just giving you whatever bill I have that's highest.
Right.
I'm not kidding. Like, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
All right, what about if you're working and the air conditioning goes out and it is boiling, blistering hot, and a guy appears almost out of nowhere, practically instantly, and fixes the air conditioner, and now you're in frosty, cool conditions?
Allie tipped him.
Actually, Richard tipped me, if you know what I'm saying.
I guess my question is, would Richard deserve a tip for coming and saving our show this morning?
Well, we're coworkers.
Yeah.
I think that would be...
Like, I don't feel like we should have.
No.
Although we couldn't have been more happy.
But if he was a third party, I could argue maybe we tip him.
My rule is, if someone is doing something that I'm glad I'm not doing, I tip. Mm-hmm. Always. Always, yes.
Can I ask you another one?
Yeah.
Store owners that are also...
You threw me with this yesterday.
What does this mean, store owners?
So, for example, there's a nail salon. The owner gives you the pedicure, manicure, whatever. I've been told that you're not supposed to tip the owner of the business.
Okay, I have gone to the same salon for 10 years, and my hairdresser owns it. If you're telling me I shouldn't have been tipping this dude all these years...
I just was told it. I don't know if that's
correct.
You could
have another couple $100,000 right now, Allie.
But I don't understand the logic behind that, Jensen, because owner or not, that person is still performing the same task that you would tip an employee for. They're still doing the manicure pedicure.
Listen, this is a dumb hill to die on because I don't necessarily believe in it. But I was told because they pull from the store, they make a bunch of profits from the store. So it's not like you have to give them the service money because they're being paid much more than the rest of the service. If you want a tip because it goes into a big, you know, circle for everyone, like everyone gets their money, that's fine. But what I was told is that it's not etiquette-based to tip the owner.
What if you go to one of those yogurt places?
Well, that's a killer. Yogurtland.
Right? Yogurtland.
That means you...
So you never even think of tipping because you go, you get it, you put it in your thing. You put the toppings on. You do all of the work. All they do is take your money. But they have a little tip thing right there.
That's crazy.
They do keep the space clean and they do refill toppings. Those are two things they do. But I can't imagine tipping more than a dollar when I've done all of the work. Also, here's another one. Korean barbecue.
Korean barbecue.
Oh, because you think you're doing the work there.
I've done everything.
Okay.
They should tip me.
Let's take a one call real quick on line one, just because this is perhaps a clarification from Manuel about Jensen's AAA story. Manuel, Los Angeles, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you guys doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
The reason I think Jensen should have tipped or it was okay that he tipped was because he didn't know how to change his own time.
Correct.
He doesn't know how to change his own tires.
But
an important distinction.
That's why you pay AAA the $65 a year, though, so you don't have to change a flat tire.
I understand.
They're already being paid.
If he didn't have to have flat, for example.
I'm sorry, there's something wrong with his phone.
He still paid AAA $65. He wasted the money anyway.
Well, in my defense, I
I didn't have a spare, so he had to bring a spare. But that is irrelevant because I don't know how to change a tire. Thank you for pointing that out, Manuel.
Okay, excellent. All right, we're going to take some calls. Thank you, Manuel. 1-800-520-1067. I guess we're looking for tipping questions.
Etiquette,
if we can advise
answers.
Etiquette. And also policies, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Whatever you policy, do.
Especially the confusing ones.
Yeah especially the confusing
also,
ones.
Also, I double tip a lot. That's what I do to get to 18 to 20%. You know what I mean? Like, I look on the thing. We're about 9% here in Los Angeles. That's
you double the tax, you mean?
Sorry, yes. Yeah. I double the tax to get to the tip. That gets me 18 to 19%, basically. I feel like that's a good thing. In that video, people were saying make sure it's 20.
Yeah.
Which
I think 20 is the bare minimum when it's a service industry, when that's what they are relying on, is 20%.
I'm not against it. It's just easier math. That's
all right. So we don't want to serve to Jensen, and we do want to serve to Allie.
Yes, very true.
1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls.
The Kevin and Bean Show, world famous K-Rock.
We're talking about who you tip and how much you tip, and we have many questions. Chris is here from Los Angeles. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
So I had a question based on your responses earlier of you should tip anybody who's making your food.
To-go orders, right.
To-go orders, yeah. What about fast food restaurants? Like fast food places, they're making it. Do you tip them as well?
Great question, Chris.
I never have.
I don't think they're relying on a tip as part of their wage, but I think that at to-go orders, they are. When they pool their tips, they need that tip money as part of their wage.
But wouldn't McDonald's, I mean, if McDonald's is getting the same minimum wage, say that, you know, a restaurant, a CPK does.
I don't think they do.
No, I think the restaurants can give the low wage because of the tips.
Oh, yeah. So you think the people at McDonald's get a better hourly?
They get actual minimum wage, Chris, and a lot of restaurants don't.
Chris, have you ever tipped at a fast food restaurant?
I have not, but you got me thinking when you said that you should tip anybody who's doing something that you
don't want to do. Yeah,
about.
Yeah, that I'm happy I'm not doing. Yeah,
I think people working at fast food are already making too much money, so I think you don't
That's
tip.
That's Bean,
them.
Everybody. Bean
Thank
at
you, Chris.
K-Rock.
All right, talking tipping etiquette and policies here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Getting right back to your calls. First, though, a couple of texts. This is Colleen in Fullerton. What about room service? I was at a hotel this weekend, and it said in very small letters that a 21% gratuity was added to all orders, so I did not tip. Okay or not okay?
To me, that's okay.
It's definitely okay.
Because they're putting the tip in. I always ask, is the tip included?
Yeah.
If it's not, then I tip. And if it is, then I don't.
And restaurants that have that party of five, party of ten rule or whatever, like, don't. I mean,
yeah,
you
Colleen, you're absolutely in the clear. They took care of the tip. All right. Danielle writes in, I absolutely 100% am not going to tip any self-service or fast food place to eat. These employees are paid to do a job. That's to keep the store clean and replenished. It's called customer service. And I think we kind of agreed that most of us don't tip at fast food either. Let's go back to the calls. 1-800-520-1067. You wanted to yell at who? Was it Melanie? Is that who you wanted to yell at here, Ellie?
Let's yell at Melanie.
Line 8, please.
Melanie, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome to Yell at Melanie.
Don't yell at me.
It's our new feature.
All right, great.
What say you?
I'm cool with that. We had a kids' party this weekend where we had tacos and beer. You all would be proud.
Nice.
And it was $500 for the tacos. Do you tip on that?
Yes,
absolutely.
You tip tremendously well on that because that's a lot of work.
That's what I thought. I told my husband, I said, should we tip? If it's 20%, Allie, how much would it be?
$200.
Okay, now this is why she's a great tipper. It has nothing to do with generosity. It has to do with education. I think on this case, my instinct would say $50 to $100. I would give $100.
I'd give $100. However, right. I just want to go to Melanie's kids' party.
Right?
$500 worth of tacos and
beer.
We'd like an invite, Melanie. Thank you.
That's fantastic. Right? We're not yelling at Melanie at all. We love Melanie.
I would like every caller, though, to ask Allie to do the math, if they could.
All right. Let's go to Joseph La Mirada. He's going to share. He's line 3. He's going to share a tipping policy with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Joseph.
Good morning. Good morning. So when I go out, if I go to a restaurant, I tip waitresses and bartenders more than I would like a pizza delivery or anything like that.
Yeah, I agree.
And just why? I mean, is there a reason that you do that?
It's more personable. Mm-hmm. If like a waiter or a waitress comes up and they sit there and they like introduce themselves, talk, and they treat me like a normal person instead of a customer or a client or even with a bartender, I'll tip them more just because they took that extra few seconds to make it personable. And also, too, when I'm paying, if I pay with my credit card, I don't tip on my credit card because their tip
gets taxed, so I'll pay them cash.
Ooh.
I'll tip them cash.
Look at you.
That's
nice.
That's
interesting.
Nice.
That's interesting.
Very interesting.
And what is cash again? I'm not sure. How does that? Thank you for the call. Dadpool writes in at Kevin and Bean. I work in IT service. How about some tips for us? Now, this gets us into the area that Kevin was talking about, which was that there are lots of people who are trying to horn in on the gratuity deal, right?
Yeah, like you never used to tip certain jobs, but now all of a sudden they've got tip jars.
Can I ask you one?
Yeah.
Now, Uber, when it first started, everyone was like, don't worry about cash, tip is included.
Right.
It told you all that stuff.
Yeah, you never even have to think about the money because it automatically goes in your credit card.
And that was one of the appeals of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple years in, we start getting the tip word that they're not getting the money. You know, you start to hear this kind of rumbling. But then now, do you tip every Uber driver?
No, I do not. But I do tip, to use the language of our last caller, the personable ones. I do, if I feel like I've had an enjoyable ride, I usually throw $3 on.
I'm usually always one, always, in every case, because I just feel like it's asking me a tip, and I feel, I've heard they don't get money that they deserve, and so I give one to everyone, but goods get 3 to 5.
Okay.
I give cash, though, because I don't trust Uber.
Right.
To give them the tip, you know what I mean? Like, they'll probably take a big cut of it or whatever.
How about house cleaners?
Absolutely. Yes.
Ones that come every week?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
You have one that comes every
week? No. I have one that comes every month. But I'm saying like that kind of.
Absolutely.
Well, I have one that comes every 2 weeks, but we write a check for the same amount every 2 weeks, what they charge to clean house. Am I supposed to be writing a larger amount than what we've agreed to as their pay?
Well, do you at the very least then around Christmas give them a whole extra month?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think you're fine that way, but you should also tip every week.
But if someone comes to your house with a specific cleaning, I'm having someone come clean the floors or whatever, I usually give a tip there. Like a very specific cleaning, not like every month, because then it's just a Christmas gift.
Ah.
Does that make sense?
All right, going back to the IT service guy, how about Allie, your cable guy, when Trevor Noah came out? Is that somebody you would tip because he comes to fix your cable?
No. When you look at my Spectrum bill, absolutely not. You're getting no extra money from me.
That's another thing on valet stuff. Like, sometimes if a valet is $15 to $25, I'm like, no.
Oh, I always tip a valet guy. Always $5 to a valet guy. Doesn't matter if it's $3.
Then they see you coming from
a mile
away.
If it's a $3 fee, you tip $5.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I'm not there.
I love a valet guy.
Same, but that's a lot.
No, I really love a valet guy.
But the high valet prices usually sometimes get me to not tip.
And it's interesting you say that, because here's my version of that, which is when you go to a nice car wash that can cost you $25 to get your car washed and vacuumed out and get the wheels shined and all that stuff, I feel like I'm paying $25 for a car wash. Am I now also supposed to tip on top of that?
Absolutely. Those dudes are putting in work.
Those dudes are probably doing
more work than anyone else.
Let's talk to Bob in Woodland Hills. Good morning, Bob.
Bean just started to touch upon one of my beasts. We're willing to pay a server who really essentially works only about 5 minutes, where they take they do a minute to take your order and a minute to bring it, not even a minute to bring drinks and things like that. We're willing to tip them a lot of money, but a car wash guy who is wet all day working in either heat or cold, we tip them $4 or $5 on average. I think the average person, those guys are working 15 to 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think the problem is people are more generous with stuff they enjoy. They tip that, but stuff that's chores, they don't tip at all.
He's not wrong. There was an expose about car wash workers in Los Angeles recently, a couple of years ago, and it was terrible. It's not something you want to know how much they get paid, and tips are big for them.
Well, just for the record, I do tip because I appreciate the sweat equity that goes into the guy who's actually doing the vacuuming out and all that kind of stuff, but I always feel weird about it because I feel like the price of the car wash is so much. Like, in a million years, you should never be paying $25 to get your car washed.
But that's
no fault of the wipe down guy. The wipe down guy doesn't set those prices.
Yeah.
He's not only working hard as sweat equity, to use your phrase, but on top of it all, he's really low paid.
Yes.
Especially compared to a restaurant worker. And there's a good chance he's low educated and is never going to have much of an opportunity to earn.
Oh, then I can easily swindle a guy like that.
No,
I don't think that's
the point.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
K-Rock. All right, here's a mind bender. Vicky writes in at Kevin and Bean on Twitter. How about tipping teachers? we have to put up, I mean, watch your darling children all day. I mean, if anyone deserves a tip, it's a teacher. But how would that even work? How would you even do it?
I mean, I assume that you would do it like we would always just ask the teacher, what do you need? You tell me
how to help or whatever.
Yeah, if you're spending your own money on books and crayons, let us know.
Yeah, I mean,
and we'll help you.
Look what Lori Loughlin did. I mean, that's a great idea. Tip your teacher.
You're up, Allie. What's happening?
Felicity Huffman has agreed to plead guilty over her role in the college admission scandal. 14 parents in total are pleading guilty. But Lori Loughlin, who's been accused in the case, is not among those that will be pleading guilty.
This is very smart for Felicity Huffman, by the way.
Yes, she released a statement basically saying all the right things with, I'm pleading guilty to the charge brought against me by the United States Attorney's Office. I am in full acceptance of my guilt, and with deep regret and shame over what I've done, I accept full responsibility for my actions and will accept the consequences that stem from those actions. She then says she's so ashamed for her family, her friends, her daughter. She claims her daughter knew nothing about the incidents.
Do they walk into school and take out her daughter?
I don't think she got in yet.
Oh,
did she?
Okay.
Maybe some did.
And it's like, what do
you... that Olivia Jade did. Mm-hmm. Lori Loughlin's kid, but she's already gone. She didn't want to be there anyway.
Yeah, she's on a boat now.
Yeah.
Good for her.
She said, I want to apologize to the students who work hard every day to get into college and to their parents who make tremendous sacrifices to support their children and do so honestly.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, she nailed it.
She nailed it.
That
or
PR person
whoever
deserves
wrote,
a raise, yes.
wrote that. Yeah, nailed it for her. But there's got to be consequences. There has to be. You can't just put out an apology and everything's fine.
I am hearing that you're absolutely right that federal charges, when you plead guilty, almost always result in jail time, and that she is likely to get 4 to 10 months.
Jeez, yeah. Felicity Huffman.
Wow, I know.
All right.
But with time, good behavior, she's out
and
in
good
the day.
Movies, good movies.
Sure.
And good movies. Yeah,
take
I think that
account.
Does play a part. Ugh. I remember when we talked, God, it seems like so long ago, that NXIVM sex cult case.
Yeah. With Allison Mack, right?
Allison Mack from Smallville. She is facing a laundry list of charges, including sex trafficking, identity fraud, money laundering.
She has a tipper for the laundering?
No. That's something totally different.
Okay.
She wound up pleading guilty yesterday, and she was involved and allegedly helped run that Albany area master slave sex ring. And she faces up to life in prison.
Wow.
What?
Life in prison, huh?
This is just insane. Apparently, yeah, then I read on another site that she could be guilty of two different counts. Both have a 20-year maximum, so it could be 40 years. Like, I don't know.
They were like branding girls.
Yes.
Yeah, it was bonkers.
Yeah. This whole thing is just absolutely nuts.
They're thugs and killers, part of a cult of death.
And don't join cults.
No. That's a good tip.
Although, I have been tempted. Food plans, you know what I mean?
Like, the cult of food plans?
Well, just like saying, they take care of everything. The clothing, you all wear the same clothes. Don't have to worry about your haircuts, all the same haircuts. Like, I don't have to take that responsibility out of my hands. It is tempting.
I don't know.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
Bean, you got to be with me.
I'm not
What's a food plan?
Right.
Like, they cook for you, and it's like being in a really good retirement home.
Never heard of it.
Cult.
I know what a cult is, sure.
Yeah.
I run a few, but I'm just saying.
And Radion Durf, do we all have the same hair?
Or how does that work? Whatever you want.
Oh, that's nice. Well, oh, Jensen's not in.
I'm not in now.
Let's not forget about, speaking of Radion Durf.
We hear you loud and clear, fearless leader. Drive like an asshole and don't put back shopping carts. Yes. We read you loud and clear.
How dare you?
So you would join a cult if they cook for you, you didn't have to wear, you didn't have to think about clothing or your hair.
It's awesome. Sounds great. I know a cult's bad.
Honestly, it just sounds like marriage.
You know what
I'm just bad. I'm just saying, that doesn't appeal to you at all?
No.
Not having to worry about any, oh man, just sit around and
am I getting
talk about
branded
aliens.
And I have to bone a dude?
Yeah, that's a bad cult. I get that.
Okay.
That does seem to be the sad side of it.
Well, you need to be... like a Buddhist monk.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for.
Sure, that's
a completely controlled environment. Mm-hmm. You wear the same thing every day. You have a schedule where you pray at the same time and you eat at the same time. You garden at the same time. That sounds like what you're looking for.
That does sound like a cult I'd want to join.
Yeah.
All right. I'll look into it. you guys think they'll let me out of my contract to become a Buddhist monk?
Sure.
Probably.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Some birthdays for you. Cynthia Nixon, Dennis Quaid, Leighton Meester, Kristen Stewart, Elle Fanning, Jay Baruchel, Gerard Way, and Lil Nas X. And that's what's happening.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. KROQ.
Yesterday on the program, we were talking about my New Orleans Baby Cakes, the AAA affiliate for the Miami Marlins, because it was the T-shirt I was wearing for the T-shirt challenge that Jensen and I do every day on our social media.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to talking about minor league baseball parts and all the crazy promotions that they do to get people through the doors. And I like this one a lot. This is the A's minor league team, the Stockton Ports. Okay, the Stockton Ports.
That's a terrible sports name.
It is. I feel like in the world of the Rumble Ponies, the Ports need to step it up, right?
Trash Pandas.
I mean, yeah, the Trash Pandas, the Baby Cakes, come on. Well, here's what they're doing. They're very excited. Beginning opening night this season, fans can pick their opponents' walk-up music.
Now, this is a thing in baseball where you pick your own music to walk out to when you're going to bat.
Yes. That's right.
And you can pick anything?
Yes.
Okay.
There are restrictions. You obviously can't have the F word in your song and things
like
that.
So, like family-friendly.
Family-friendly, right. Okay. So, you go to the Stockton Ports game, and whoever you're playing, you go, oh, I hate that player, man. And you put down $10, and you get to pick the specific player. You're overriding his walk-up music.
Love it.
And you get to pick it. So, it can be loser.
Love
it.
It
can be anything that you want it to be. It could be Barbie Girl, you know, just something like humiliating for him, which I think is a fantastic idea.
Agreed.
So that kind of got us into the topic about walk-up songs. And there are a couple that are really interesting this year going on around the major leagues. Elvis Andrus, who's the superstar shortstop for the Texas Rangers. You're not going to believe it. This is what he walks out to every at-bat.
Let's hear it. Elvis Andrus.
Damn him.
That's awesome.
Why would he? Is he doing that as a shout out to young kids at home or something?
Can't be great.
That's amazing.
I feel like he's probably at home with his kid hearing it all the time, and he's like, that's the song I hear the most. Why not come out?
Sure. In case you're wondering, Cody Bellinger, the Los Angeles Dodgers, walks out to Hotel California. Justin Turner of the Dodgers is using an original song that his friend Brad Paisley wrote for him.
What?
Oh, that's baller. Baller.
That is right. Baller,
that's
right?
Awesome. Yeah.
Song is called Gatorade, so he's probably making some money off of that as well. We started thinking about when we get to the major leagues.
Mm-hmm. When we start playing baseball?
When we start playing baseball, that's going to be a question that what uniform number do you want? What's your walk-up song going to be? Allie, I know you already dubbed 69. I know you got that already nailed down.
Nice.
But what's your walk-up music? That's the topic on the table right now. And I think we've given it some thought. We've all come up with our suggestions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. I'm in the major leagues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm in the on-deck circle.
Yes.
And now it's time.
Do you kind of gallop us?
Of course.
I would also use the bat as like a stripper pole.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now we're all looking at the bat and thinking about ponies. We know what's going on here. All right. That's a good choice. I think people would like it. How about you, Allie?
Mine is a song that no matter where you are, when you hear it, you instantly get happy because it's by one of the greatest groups ever, TLC.
Hey, yeah, I want to shoot.
Or Salt and Pepper.
Oh, did I say TLC?
Yeah, I was like.
Or Salt and Pepper.
Listen.
Black females.
Wow.
It's okay.
Yeah.
That was horrible. Oh.
This is a good one, though. This is a good pick.
Yeah, I can see walking out to that.
Yeah, sure. But you got to get into the lyrics, and then it's
well, I don't think we have time for the whole song.
Okay.
I mean, you've already struck out at this point.
I mean, I struck out by singing TLC. Good Lord.
Muggs, how about you? You're a huge baseball fan. You probably grew up wanting to be a major league player. What would your walk-up song be in your imagination?
I just play this out in my head. Now batting number 27 for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Beer mug.
Maybe I'll get a taco.
Supreme.
Maybe I'll get some nachos.
It's the only original song.
And that means I get Mo.
Then I might go back for Mo.
Seconds.
Then I'll hit toilet bowl.
You would be the only major league player who comes out to his own hit.
Right?
Perfect.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's baller. Also the only major league player that would come out to the words poo-poo.
How about you, O?
This is a classic for me. It's one of my favorite songs of all time. And this is it. I just love the fact that people be like, what the hell is happening?
Love that. Or let's get another beer. I'm confused. All right.
Little Chip, if you defected from playing hockey and started playing baseball, first of all, you'd have the tiniest strike zone ever. I think you'd be walking a lot, but what would you come out to the plate with?
I mean, it'd be easy for me because I'm from Orange County, maybe pick like an Offspring song or Social Distortion, but I think right now, you know what I have to pick.
First of all, awesome. Second of all, Biscuit for Weedy. Exactly.
I have a feeling you wouldn't be the only Major League Baseball player with a Limp Bizkit song as your walk-up. But yeah, you're right. Great choice.
Although there are fewer and fewer white players all the time, Jensen, so maybe she would be.
That's true.
All right, I gave this a lot of thought, No, I'm serious. No, I did. I gave it a lot of thought.
Bean playing in the Major Leagues.
First of all, I'd be great at it.
His strike zone is the biggest strike zone in history.
Second of all, I'm practically the Flash on the bases.
Sure.
I could beat out any infield single I could beat out.
Steal any base, including home.
I've given this a lot of thought, and I'm just going to go with my favorite song of all time.
Oh,
because imagine the electricity in the ballpark. Now announcing Bean Baxter. And then the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald starts, and I am as slow as possible getting to the batter's box because I want to hear as much of the song as I can.
But the song is like 15 minutes long.
Imagine the whole stadium just like falling asleep slowly.
Right, then Bean gets up and gets a single and turns it into a home run because everybody's sleeping.
But I mean, as I'm walking up to the plate, I'm like using the bat to like knock the dirt off my cleats, and then I'm kind of adjusting the uniform a little bit.
And then you point to the right field wall.
I definitely do some of that.
Somebody in the dugout goes, "Can we overrule this?"
I step into the batter's box, then hand up, get a little timeout, step out of the batter's box. I want to get to the hook.
There's no hook. You already heard the hook 5 times.
I'd want to hear the whole song every time.
Mm.
All right, Jensen, you're our last batter on the team. What do you have?
I kind of went the other way with it. I want you to imagine that the stadium is filled with baseball fans, maybe even Dodger fans.
Okay.
And baseball is not necessarily known as the most inclusive sport.
Correct.
You know what I mean? And I just want you to imagine that they've announced my name. I've kicked the dirt off of my cleats. Ladies and gentlemen, Jensen Karp.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men.
Yeah. And I'm thrilled, and I'm dancing to the water box, and I'm kicking my feet up.
I love it.
And
the whole crowd would be waiting for you to come up to bat just so they can go crazy again.
Come out with your rainbow-colored bat.
Oh, I think it would be incredible. And also, I feel like I'd be doing a service to the country.
I'm paying to see this team, you guys.
I'm not paying to see Beans, though.
If Jensen did that twice, that would be good.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world-famous K-Rock.
If we had let my walk-up music play through, it would still be on.
Yeah, it would. Yes, it would.
Speaking of sports, congratulations to the Virginia Cavaliers, the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament champions, after their big win last night. It didn't look like it was going that way at a couple of points in the game. They were down by 10 and ended up tying it up, going into overtime with a phenomenal three-point shot with 12 seconds left, I think, in regulation.
Yeah.
They almost lost every game of the tournament.
Yes.
Yeah.
They did. Close.
And for folks who don't follow it, this is the team that was the first ever number one seed to get eliminated by losing to the number 16 seed last year. So this is very sweet revenge a year. They had to wait a year for it, but at least they finally got that monkey off their back from last year. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about the brackets that we had here at K-Rock.
Yeah.
RJ Bell, who mercifully is not on with us right now.
Son of a.
Thank God.
Because we will never hear the end of this. He just tweeted yesterday, hashtag justice, because it's the way he always saw it was going to play out. He actually ended up winning the tournament that we had here at K-Rock.
Yeah. Chip came in second.
Chip, well done.
Thank you. I know nothing about basketball.
What do you get for that?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
No. Now, there were some side bets, and that's what we want to talk about here, right?
Yeah, yes. Because RJ took home all the money, but we, the day that we pick these teams, we decided within us three, Kevin, Allie, and I, that whoever won between us three would have a free cameo paid for by the losers, which, to remind people, we've talked about it a few times on the show, Cameo is a website where you can pay celebrities to film small videos addressing you, the fan.
So and you can say anything specific, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so I can get Dr. Drew for $98, if I remember, to just rave about how great the Kevin and Bean show
is. I believe he recently raised his price to $120.
Oh, too much.
Wow.
But yes, we all decided in this
I can get Dr. Phil for $120. What do I need Dr. Drew for?
And people like laugh off this website like, oh, you're probably not getting big celebrities. I mean, Katie Couric is on it. Brett Favre is on it. Ice-T is on it. There's some pretty serious ones. We pulled some examples. First up, this is what you would get if you paid Lance Bass.
How's it going, Myra? Lance Bass here. Well, Sergio told me you were a big NSYNC fan, and he wanted me to wish you a very, very special happy anniversary. I hope you have an incredible day together, and he wanted me to mention that he loves you so much with all of his heart. All right, you got a good one there. Have a great anniversary, guys. Bye.
That's your feeling, and that would be over our budget. He's over $100.
By the way, can I just say, as dumb an idea as this is really not a dumb idea.
No.
Because if you're an NSYNC fan... That's huge.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, Lance Bass with a personal message for you?
Yeah, that husband, he got some that night.
Yeah,
for
he did.
Sure.
80-20% splits between the celebrity and cameo. Celebrity makes 80%, so you could figure out they're making a bunch of dough. This is Andy Dick, who's probably the best one on here. He's $100.
What's going on? Oh, yeah, turn it down. I'm doing a cameo for my friend. There is going to be a show on a boat. In Marina Del Rey.
All right.
I mean, that's basically what ends up happening.
And he has a slide whistle.
Yeah,
he
does.
That's
every
a,
time
that's
he uses
a
slide
one.
Whistles.
So what was the bet that y'all had?
Yeah, so we said you could spend up to $100. Two of us will pay for the winner's cameo. And we can only do $100. And in this case, Kevin won.
By the way, I won, and I would like to point out without having a champion in my bracket.
Yeah.
I did not pick a champion.
That
a champion.
Speaks to how bad the rest of us did.
I was sixth, Jensen was eighth, Allie was tenth.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
So I have went through Cameo, and I don't want Kevin to necessarily pick his celebrity, but these are some options that we have.
It seems like if you two get to pick the celebrity and tell him what to say, I'm the loser.
No one asked you, Kevin.
It does seem that way.
No
yeah.
one asked you, Kevin. Okay, so here are some people that I... wanted to hire, but can't afford because of the deal we made.
Okay, good.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, we can't afford at $150. Oh. But I would have loved for Jennifer Love Hewitt to make fun of Kevin. Corey Feldman.
To praise me, you mean?
No. Corey Feldman, $122.
Is he $122?
That's a great question.
We also cannot afford him. But here are some ones. And don't, you know, let's not let Kevin sway us.
Right.
Maybe if listeners were to tweet us at Kevin and Bean, maybe that will help us pick.
Mm-hmm.
But here are some things we can get for $100.
But I won. Okay.
Tito Ortiz, $99. So Tito Ortiz could maybe physically challenge Kevin or make fun of him, how meager he is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Ed Asner, $100.
Yes, please. What's that catch?
Catch. There's no catch.
Okay.
Ed Asner.
That's pretty good. Okay.
I hope Cameo is not his retirement plan.
Oh, boy. So here's some other ones. We can get two people with this, $50 each. Spencer Pratt, Heidi Montag Pratt.
No.
Okay.
Hard pass.
Jamie Lynn Sigler, $100. So Meadow Soprano from The Sopranos, $100.
Okay.
This one we couldn't afford, but I almost think I'd hawk up the money. Gary Busey's $325.
Oh, my.
Gary Busey would be great.
Boy, wouldn't that be worth it.
He would tell us what the K, the E, the V, the
That's
I,
true.
And the N all meant.
Yeah.
It's true.
Ryan Lochte, $100. I thought that was strong.
Oh,
real idiot.
The worst.
Billy Baldwin, $100. Billy? Not
which
even,
one is he?
I don't even know which bald one
I gotta
he is.
Be honest
is he the
with
God
you?
One?
I don't really know.
He's
no,
the least famous one.
He's not the God one. You can get Tiny Lister, who played...
Tiny Lister?
From Friday.
Yeah, he's Debo in Friday.
Yeah.
But if you got him, he's only 75. You could also get Coco from Ice-T and Coco for 25. So that's a double.
Oh, you're mixing them.
That's another
Would she
double.
Go over to his house and do it together?
Possibly.
That would be cool.
Probably a little more money. Marla Maples.
What?
Who's listed as a musician.
What?
Really?
Yeah. She is a former Mrs. Donald Trump, isn't she?
Yes.
Okay.
$102. Now, I love
just
this,
too much.
I love this double up.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great double up for
okay.
me. Richard Hatch, Survivor winner, $50. Warrant, the entire band, $50.
Wow.
Warrant and Richard Hatch. Okay, here's some other ones. Kevin Federline, $75. We can match that up with Janice Dickinson, $25.
All right, I'm in.
All right. Here's
Dude,
a couple.
Hold on. Why are you still? You just said KFED. Why are you continuing to list names? That's your winner.
As if there's anything else.
KFED is your winner.
All right. Well, let me just give you a couple more in case.
Okay.
Cato Kalin is $50. We could team him up with Ken Shamrock, former UFC champion, that Kevin and I saw wrestle in a bar.
We did.
While
true.
Wearing True Religion jeans in Atlanta. That could happen. Dina Lohan is $75. And this is the one that really speaks to me. So in case I ever win a bet, please get me Joey Greco, the host of Cheaters.
Oh, yeah.
He's $99.
Wow.
And he, I think
just
he
was, makes it.
Was he the one stabbed on a boat?
He sure was.
Oh, my God.
He sure
was. Talk about that. And then you could get Montel Jordan for $100.
That's how he does it.
And then Backpack.
File.
Okay, this is my last one.
Yeah.
And then you tell us what you think we should get him.
All right.
Backpack Kid, the dancer with the flossing thing.
Yeah.
Right? $50. And you can get that with Juggalo rapper Blaze Ya Dead Homie, who's also also $50.
That's pretty good.
Backpack Kid and Blaze Ya Dead Homie?
I mean, that's pretty good.
That's quite the one.
So let
punch.
Us know at Kevin and Bean who we should get from Cameo. You can look yourself, but we have a budget of $100. This celebrity will make fun of Kevin. Let us know.
I did not realize the stars were shining that brightly on Cameo, by the way.
Blaze Ya Dead Homie. Amazing.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-Rock. K-Rock.
Tickets still available for Kevin and Bean's 11th annual April Foolishness, April 26th at the Microsoft Theater at AXS.com. But we are giving a pair away right now at 1-800-520-1067. This is a game we call Punchline.
Punchline, punchline, punchline.
Yeah!
Punchline, punchline, punchline.
Can you tell us a punchline today? Make us laugh, you'll scream hooray. Don't be stupid or you will get dissed. You won't get into April Foolishness.
What a beautiful
impressive,
song.
I thought, really? All right, so we don't want the joke unless you're the winner. We just want the punchline. If it intrigues us enough and you win tickets to April Foolishness, and then we get to hear the joke. 1-800-520-1067. Who's up first?
Caesar in Costa Mesa. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Caesar? You got a punchline for us?
Yep. It's these two dumb nuts.
These two dumb nuts. All right. Hold
hits
on.
Hits a little close to home on this show, but all right. Thank you.
Richard in Montebello, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Punchline, please.
Wata!
Wata! Hmm.
Okay. See, I'm so intrigued by that, because what could wata mean?
I don't have the answer to that.
I mean, this is... all right.
This is the game by design, Bean.
I know.
Because we hate when people tell jokes.
I know, but now I want to know... Okay,
all
who's
right.
next?
Let's go to Curtis in Simi Valley. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning, everybody.
Punchline, please.
So, because if there were four doors, it'd be a chicken sedan.
Oh, that's strong.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
By the way, he followed that up with that.
Beautiful read.
Great delivery.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Jesse in Hacienda Heights. Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Punchline, please.
Sneakers.
Ooh, Jensen, sneakers.
As a sneakerhead, I'd love to hear the joke.
Right? Sneaker, just sneakers. What could it be?
Let's go to Nigel in Westwood. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
We are well. You have a punchline for us?
Because Comet was home washing the sink.
Okay. Another good delivery.
I feel like that might be a kid joke, and I love those, so I like it.
All right, let's go to Ricardo in Linwood.
We're fine. What's your punchline, Ricardo?
If I could teach this bullfrog to cook and clean, your ass is gone.
Okay. All right.
Is that related to the pig in the wheelbarrow joke? I wonder.
I'm not positive. Let's go to Steve in Azusa. Hi.
Hey, good morning, chuckleheads.
Good morning.
Morning, Steve. What do you got for us?
He only comes once a year.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
All right, this is going to be a very tough decision. Final contestant.
Tony in Buena Park. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
You're a final contestant. What's your punchline?
Oh, no. That's when mommy wants a new dress.
Oh, dear. Another tough one.
Wow.
All right. Let's recap, and then we'll see if anyone jumps out at us or if we just need to do a drawing and it's just dumb luck. We have Caesar with those are two dumb nuts.
Correct.
We got Richard with wata. Curtis, because if it had four doors, it would be a chicken sedan. Jesse, sneakers. Nigel, because Comet was home washing the sink. Ricardo, if I could teach this bullfrog to clean and cook, your ass would be gone. Although I did not do justice to it compared to the accent that he put on it.
Correct.
Steve, he only comes once a year. And then we finished up with Tony. That's when mommy wants a new dress.
Okay.
God, I love so many of these.
All right, can I put in my vote?
Sure. Yeah. Yes.
Number one, I think that he only comes once a year involves Santa and adopting children. Mm-hmm. But I will say, I love the read on Four Doors Chicken Sedan.
I need to know why it would be a chicken sedan, right?
I mean, I love that read too.
I do, but I also, I can't sleep tonight not knowing what Wata is all about. No love for Wata?
I do. That would be my number two.
All right. Well, if everyone's number one is chicken sedan, I guess we got to go to Curtis. I guess Curtis is the winner. Curtis is going to be with us at April Foolishness on April 26th to see Ray Romano and Adam Ray, Felipe Esparza, Greg Fitzsimmons, Eddie If, Jamie Lee, plus the Kevin Bean rap battle. Now let's find out if the joke is as good as the punchline. Curtis, you're up.
Oh, it absolutely is.
All right. We'll decide that. Just tell us the joke.
Why are there only two doors in a chicken coop?
Because
if there were four doors, it'd be a chicken sedan.
Yeah.
I see.
All right, Curtis.
Why do you say that with such derision, Allie?
Too happy for that?
I mean, I wish we took Richard. I'm kidding. It was great.
It was great. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate your calling. We'll see you at April Foolishness. Thanks for playing Punchline.
Punchline, punchline, punchline.
Yeah!
Punchline, punchline, punchline.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
This past Saturday night was the last Kings home game, and from my seats, I could see a guy being interviewed by Carlin Bathe. She's interviewing him, and he takes off his jersey and starts swinging it around. I'm like, that's got
to
be Bert Kreischer.
There's nobody
else that I know under those circumstances that would take off their shirt and swing it around.
Right. He loves to be topless.
He does.
I mean, he's really the machine.
He's the machine. So yeah. I went down between the second and third periods and said hi and talked to him for a little bit. And then sort of hung around down there. And he was there with his wife and three kids. It was just the five of them. And at one point, he stands up and says, I'll be right back. I have to go to the bathroom. So in my mind, I think this is going to be funny. I'm going to go up and take his seat and sit with his family so that when he comes back, because the bathroom's like 15 steps. When he comes back, I'm just going to be sitting with his family. And I think he'll find that funny. Mm-hmm. So he gets up and he leaves, and I go up and sit next to his family.
You obviously have to introduce yourself. Hey, I'm a friend of Bert's.
Not at first, because I assume Bert would be coming right back.
Okay. Oh, wait, so you just sat with his family, no words?
Yes.
So didn't he say something to you like, hey, that's my husband's seat?
No, because by that point I thought, all right, it's getting a little awkward now. I don't know where Bert is, but it's Kevin. I know Bert from work, and he'll think this is funny. I remember saying that. Uh-huh. He'll think this is funny. And his wife, of course, is used to just a nutty life because she's married to Bert, for God's sake.
Or someone who's going to murder him at a sporting event.
So I'm sitting in the seat. Bert's still not back. So I think, well, I mean, I guess I better introduce myself to the kids because this is really getting awkward.
Oh, no.
You're talking to Bert's kids.
Yes. So I'm like, hey, it's Kevin. I know your dad. Blah, 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 blah. You're enjoying the game. Yeah, good. And in my mind, I'm thinking, where is Bert? And when is he coming back? This is getting super awkward.
Did you ask the kids back to the van for some ice cream?
Yeah,
I mean,
this is weird, Kevin.
Why are they not asking you all sorts of questions about who you are as a stranger trying to infiltrate their family?
I kept thinking Bert will be back any second. This will all be over.
Right, but what's the wife thinking?
I don't know. I didn't think that far ahead.
Excuse me, quick question. How long are your dad's poops?
Well, let's ask him. Bert Kreischer.
Boy, he's on the phone. You know, it's so funny when you hear a murder mystery and you hear the other side of the story. I can't wait to tell you my side.
Good. I can't wait because that's the part I'm interested in. So I'm sitting there. And now it's getting really uncomfortable because I've made small talk with his wife and his kids, and they're lovely, and we're having a good time at the game. But I really need to now move, or I'm going to be arrested for some type of creepiness. Mm-hmm. And Bert's not anywhere to be seen. Where did you go, Bert?
My side of the story is they stopped serving alcohol 13 minutes into the third period.
Right.
So I go to the lady. I say, hey, can you bring me a cold beer? Last call, the last one she gets. She goes, of course. So she brings me one at the beginning of the third period, and I murder it quick, and I realize I'm going to be running dry by the end of this game. So I go, all right, I'm going to go to the bar, kill a drink, come back, beer will be there.
See, I thought that you were just going to the bathroom and were coming right back.
Oh, he went to Chairman's Lounge.
No. I would hold that.
So he went on a binge while I'm sitting next to his family thinking this is going to be funny.
I go to the bar. I go to the bar, run into these guys who recognize me. We start drinking. We start talking. Get away from me. I know I got a beer coming at 13 minutes. I'm not panicked.
Right.
I order a second drink. We have another drink. I come back. I sit down right up against the ice, mind you. And my wife goes, that was uncomfortable. She goes, Kevin's been sitting in your seat for 5 minutes.
All right, so here's
the
thing.
It was funny. It was funny when he sat down, and it was funny for the first minute.
Right.
At minute two, it became awkward.
It became...
At minute three, both of us started looking for you. At minute four, I started saying, where the hell is he?
Yes, it was. It was that bad for me, too. And in my mind, I was reading it like sort of the same, which is that I'm super creepy. Mm-hmm. This has gone way too far. But if I get up and walk back to my seat now, there's no punchline, so it's only creepy and awkward. So then I texted my daughter, and I said, tap me on the shoulder and tell me you need me.
Oh, no.
And she's watching this, and she knows, so she texts back, I'm fine. So now I'm stuck with Bert Kreischer's family, who are beautiful people, but I don't know them, and they don't know me.
Right.
So what did your kids say, Bert?
So that's Kevin from Kevin and Bean, huh?
I'm so impressed.
Just because I was sitting there like a freaking creep for so long. It took you like 15 minutes to get back.
No, it wasn't that long.
It was an hour and 15 minutes if it was a second.
That's what it felt like to Kevin.
Yes, it did. Because
so it's you know how an elevator ride feels longer when you fart in the elevator?
Sure.
That's
sure.
what it was.
Sure. Okay. You know that old expression?
You know that old expression?
So, Bert, let me ask you this. Did you go to watch hockey or did you go to drink?
Oh, both.
I went to drink. Are you kidding me?
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, especially this season.
Yeah.
Yes. There's been a lot to drink about.
Yeah.
All right. So
that's
you guys.
That's only my second hockey game I've ever been to.
Wow. Would okay. you mind, apologizing to your wife and family for me?
Here, I'll walk inside.
Oh, no,
getting
no,
ready
no,
for
no.
School.
Oh, no. Don't put him on. Don't put him on now. Look, Bert, I don't.
Kevin, from Kevin Bean,
I don't
just
think
want
I'll
to
know.
Apologize
I don't
for
think
sitting
need...
down with you at the game.
Why? It was really funny.
Because it was super awkward.
It was too late for the joke.
It was awkward, wasn't it?
I wasn't awkward. Was I awkward?
Oh, no, you were fine. I was awkward.
No.
We just wanted to make sure everything's cool. There's no bad blood here, right?
So
we're cool.
We're good. All good.
Okay.
Hey, real quick, how far is the restraining order, though? Just so we know future reference.
I think it's 150
feet. Okay. All right, good. Fair enough. Thanks, the Kreischers. Have a great day.
I'll talk to you guys later. I love you.
All right, bye-bye.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Flash Phillips. Flash Phillips.
Right?
I love it so much.
Do you
much.
Want to hear Flash Phillips at half speed?
I do because not,
Because you
actually.
Were talking so fast.
I didn't enjoy hearing
I
him at full speed.
I feel like if we slow it down,
oh,
it's
please
just
no.
normal speed.
Maybe we'll
Are
be
you
able to.
If we want to?
Yes.
Oh, because I definitely do.
Okay.
WAVA, hi. I'm trapped here in this fellow's booth at the bank in 3 o'clock. Can't afford this station. Do you mind playing a Bangagon by Power Station?
Hope somebody's alarm just went off right then.
It's that normal is speed now.
That is terrible.
Oh, I was just thinking about that record. That would sound good tonight.
Bean is normal speed right then.
Yeah.
I'm Kevin normal
wow.
speed is what I am.
Oh, please, bury the tape. Do whatever you have to.
It's hot night in D.C., the power station cranking out of the radio.
Kevin's getting a real glimpse into what EDC is going to be like this year.
Hey, you guys, real quick, ahead of the last What's Happening, I just want to put in another plug for you. If you are a funny person, a lot of the comedians do not get up early, so this may be the first you've heard of this, but the opening act competition is on and running right now for Kevin Bean's 11th annual April Foolishness, and by that I mean if you'd like to open up the show on the 26th, you can. Just go to krock.com, 18 and up, complete your submission, and send us a YouTube link of your comedy. You
have until the end of our show next Friday, and then we'll all vote and see who gets to open up for Ray Romano and all the rest at April Fool's.
I don't think we've ever had a bad experience with this.
No,
every
great
single opening act has been great.
Has been terrific.
Let's have a bad experience.
Let's have a bad one. Come on, people.
No, there's so much untapped musical talent in this city. Same with comedy. There are a lot of great comedians out there who deserve the exposure. So if you're one of them, definitely go to Carrick.com and apply.
So you say you're in a bank and you're bored?
Allie is up now. Time for a final look at what's happening.
I feel like we were just talking about this, you guys. When are we going to get some new music from David Hasselhoff?
Oh, we say that every day.
David Hasselhoff, iconic star of Baywatch and Knight Rider, massive recording artist in Germany, is set to bring metal to his new album. Metal.
What do you mean, no? This is the best news
to
ever.
To his new album, as well as some 80s alternative classics.
Yeah, hi, this is David Hasselhoff. Listen, I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there.
No, we're talking about you.
Yeah, we're talking about you right now.
And your music.
Yeah. This is an interview with a German press agency where Hasselhoff said, quote, "I'm doing some heavy metal songs on my new album. Why not? I don't have an album title yet, but it should read, Everything is Allowed. I do everything because I can, because I want to."
He's the best.
I mean,
he's the best.
He's the best.
And you may be wondering, what are those 80s alternative classics? Well,
yes, please.
In a Facebook video posted, Hasselhoff can be seen recording a cover of Echo and the Bunnymen's Lips Like Sugar.
Yes.
He also revealed that he's recording the Jesus and Mary Chains head-on for the album.
Who is his A&R?
I don't know, but they do wonderful work.
And who's the album for, by the way? Because I'm
David Hasselhoff.
Right, but on the Venn diagram, where are Jesus and Mary Chain fans intersecting with Hasselhoff fans?
Well, I don't think they are.
I think you know. Germany. The LP is expected to be released in June, and I just hope we get some tracks.
Right, it's a pretty cool song, don't you think?
Right,
I think it is
kind of a up-tempo, positive song.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Billie Eilish thought the Spice Girls were a completely made-up band until very recently.
What does that mean, completely made up?
She was introduced to the iconic girl group through their 1998 movie, Spice World.
Great movie.
She was doing a breakfast show, and she said that she originally thought the film was just a made-up movie about a bunch of girls who sang.
That's awesome.
She thought all the music was written for the movie. Great. Then she said, "I thought all the characters were cast for those characters. I didn't figure it out until 2 years ago."
Great.
She was also on Ellen last week, and she said, "I watched that movie like 40 times. I remember seeing that the Spice Girls were coming back, and I thought, oh my God, they're going to reenact the movie."
That's awesome.
Unreal. By the way, she wasn't alive for when the Spice Girls were popular.
Yeah, she shouldn't know.
I mean, of course, she saw the Spice Girls movie and thought it was made up. She thought it was Josie and the Pussycats or something.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. That totally makes sense.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, guess who's tapping out? Dave Bautista, retiring from professional wrestling. He announced his retirement via Instagram yesterday following his defeat by wrestler Triple H at WrestleMania 35 the previous day. He said, "To all the WWE fans across the world that gave me the opportunity to suspend your disbelief, thank you. From the biggest part of my heart, thank you for letting me entertain you. Tonight was my storybook ending, and I wanted to leave you with all I had to give."
That's quite a storybook ending to lose.
I was hoping to really... Well, that's how you're supposed to go out.
All wrestlers do that?
Well, not all of them do it, but you're supposed to kind of let the person who beat you go over.
Take over.
Yeah, like sort of take the crown. Yeah.
All right.
Kurt Angle also wrestled his last match at WrestleMania, and he lost, and that was a bit of a torch pass.
But at least Dave Bautista has a pretty successful acting career going on. So he's already made the transition to what's next, as opposed to a lot of wrestlers who probably aren't thinking ahead what they do after.
Well, as soon as James Gunn got reinstated, I'm like, well, Dave Bautista's gone. He's out of the WWE. So
he's been gone for a long time. And he was wearing a nose ring for a while. And in the match, Triple H took pliers and pulled the nose ring out. It was a great bit.
Realized why he was wearing a blue nose ring, and everyone's like, "Why is he doing that? That is awful looking."
Worth it.
Why am I not watching WrestleMania?
Why aren't you?
I'm saying.
It's better than
Bean. I got to tell you, in Atlanta, when I went to that bar with Jensen, and there was wrestling in the bar, and they were up on the bar and jumping all over the place, I was in.
Yeah, it's fun.
You just have to see it.
Yeah.
Until then, I was out.
But it sounds like, though, the crazy plot lines, like he just said with the pliers.
It's ridiculous.
That's the stuff that I feel like I would really enjoy.
Yes.
There's great stuff going on.
I don't want to see anybody getting hurt, but I do enjoy the comedy.
Well, maybe it's not for you then.
Guys, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are expecting their first child any day now.
Well, hold on. You didn't give me a heads up on that.
Oh, baby watch. Royal crap news thing.
Got it.
With
oh, here we go.
No, it's worth the wait.
Royal baby.
Worth it. Royal insiders have claimed that the couple wants to raise baby Sussex Thegan. But apparently the queen isn't thrilled and, quote, won't have it. An insider tells Women's Day that it's created tense discussions between Meghan and Harry because, well, Her Majesty just won't allow a baby to be brought up vegan.
Oh, wait, boy. Does Grandma get to decide what the kid
she does when she's the queen?
I thought the parents did.
She does when she's the queen.
This whole thing is dumb.
Now, here's a really dumb question because I should know the answer to this. Is there any negative health benefit, or excuse me, health problem with raising a baby vegan? Like, do they need something that's in fruits and vegetables or meat or whatever?
I think fruit and vegetables,
fruit and vegetables are fine.
They're fine. They're fine. Yes.
They're good.
Do they need, like, milk? I feel like they need milk, right?
I wonder if a mother's milk is different than
Well, yeah,
cow.
It would be, right?
Yeah. Unless your mom's a cow, right?
There's no health reason to not raise your baby vegan, is the question.
I wouldn't think so, no.
But I bet it is to the queen.
Yeah.
The queen wants hippies. To serve the baby full steaks.
Right?
Fancy. Fancy steaks.
She loves steaks.
Yeah, real life.
Steaks.
Royal baby.
All right, well, thank you for that update.
What do you think the queen would say, Kevin?
I can't.
What do you think, though?
I mean, in front of a future resident, please.
Right.
You need to give your baby steak! All right, and can I do Prince Harry's response?
Sure.
Yeah.
Mom, you can't tell us what to feed the baby.
Please keep going.
Keep going, Queen.
I need the whole scene.
That's all I got.
Nope. Queen.
For what I say goes, grandson. Not in my house, it doesn't. I'm the man of this house.
But I'm the queen.
Beat it, old.
Beat it old, yes.
And seed.
Wow. Right?
It was like I was magically transferred there.
I mean, that
the K-Rock microphones were there.
Yeah.
That is stunning.
All right.
Yeah. That was something. That could end Brexit. It's fantastic.
Kevin, are you ready for the coverage when the baby arrives?
No.
It's going to be everywhere.
I don't care and don't want to know.
Okay. Do you
not a fan.
If it's a boy or girl,
don't
though?
Care.
No. Mm. Okay. Some birthdays for you. Cynthia Nixon, Dennis Quaid, Leighton Meester, Kristen Stewart, Elle Fanning, Gerard Way, and Lil Nas X. Give me a little Billy Ray.
Cross town, living like a rock star. Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. Got
no stress. It's a bop, you guys.
It is
a
bop.
It's so good.
It's a bop.
That would be spanking.
That's what's happening.
Thank you, Ellie. 5 p.m. commercial-free hour. It's happening. Thank you to the Random Act of Helpfulness and the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show, we're going to start rehearsing.
Yeah.
For our rap battle.
Wow.
I think we're going to actually, for the first time, rap in front of our coach. Jensen is kind enough to work with both of us ahead of the April Foolishness. And I think he's going to see what kind of raw materials he's got to work with.
So he knows what I'm walking into, yeah.
Right. Yeah, so you know how much difficult level of difficulty you can give us for the rap battle.
We can just tell you
the
level.
Small glimpse there.
Said well.
Plus, we've got your tickets for April Foolishness tomorrow morning on an all-new show. Hey, peeps, what's up?
Amen.
Yeah, it's almost Easter.
Tomorrow. And Shazam. Let me take that again. Shazam himself. Zachary Levi will join us tomorrow morning as well.
Can't wait to rap.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.